Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the chamber. When I first walked through the doors of the state capitol in the fall of 1997 as a member of the General Assembly, I brought with me two things. Like many of us, I brought in my head the issues and concerns of the citizens whom I was directed to represent. But I also brought with me in my heart an ideal about public service, an ideal that says simply that public office, that representing the public, is a public trust that does not require perfection, but surely requires our best and most sincere efforts in the performance of our duties. Mr. President, much has been wrong about this state government in the last 6 years, and in my humble opinion, the chief executive of this state is clearly not solely responsible for what has been wrong. But Rod Blagojevich is the subject of these impeachment proceedings, and so we should focus our attention there. We've heard much from the governor. We heard a spellbinding performance today on the floor of the Senate. It is not unlike many of the performances we have heard from this governor in the last 6 years, both during his time as governor and while he was campaigning for governor. Some have found these to be inspiring words. Some have even taken these words, and with the help of some friends, they have lifted Rod Blagojevich to the highest office in this state. But over the last 6 years, and in startling detail in the last 4 days, we have heard other words. Words spoken by this governor when he thought only his closest conspirators were listening, and other deeds, deeds undertaken when this governor thought that he was behind a shroud of secrecy or obscured by the thicket of governmental bureaucracy. These words and deeds tell us a different story. Not a story of a governor who intends on changing the way we do business in Springfield, in cleaning up corruption in state government, but rather a governor who, before he was even elected governor, conspired with the likes of Ali Atta and Joseph Carey and Tony Rezko to build a political kingdom on the backs of the public's resources. Not a governor who sincerely believes his words about the sanctity of law and the process, but a governor who repeatedly and intentionally and apparently without reservation violated state and federal law in the execution of his duties. And finally, not a governor who sincerely believes his words about health care for children. Because no public official who has any concern for those issues, much less a sincere concern, would shake down a children's hospital and the doctors who care for our sickest children and grandchildren. No, those are not the words and deeds of a public official who understands or even comprehends what a public trust really means. Those are the words and deeds of a devious, cynical, crass, and corrupt politician, and someone from whom the people of this state must be protected. Mr. President, I have been convinced by clear and convincing evidence. The House of Representatives not only did what was appropriate, but did what was necessary in sending us this article of impeachment, and that this governor should be convicted of that article of impeachment. He should be removed from office, and he should be barred from ever holding public office in this state again. Thank you, Mr. President.